dental work done. And if I go to line one at this stage, Fintan joins me on the line. Fintan, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today on the program. This is becoming a problem, isn't it?
It is. Thank you, Keith. So just to explain, the medical card system allows 1.6 million people across the country. And in fact, I just checked the statistics, about 86,000 people in Galway City and County to avail of pretty limited free dental treatment. So it would offer access to an annual checkup, to a maximum of two fillings, extractions, and in some cases, dentures. And it's an essential scheme to allow people access dental care. But unfortunately, what we've seen is a sharp reduction in the payments made for dental treatments in the last year. So in Galway, for example, the spending between 2017 and 2020 fell by 35%. So what that obviously means is that there are fewer eligible patients in Galway able to access their dentist and get free dental treatment. And that's a serious cause of concern.
But Fintan, if you're saying at the outset that it was limited anyway, two fillings, an extraction maybe, and some dentures, so it was limited, and then it's reduced by 35%, so it must be limited at this stage. I'm losing you there, Fintan, sorry.
Sorry, I'm just saying for the last 10 years, the scope of the scheme has been limited due to state cutbacks. But on top of that, we're now seeing reductions in spending by the state, which means that there are people who are experiencing significant oral health difficulties.
But I mean, that doesn't mean the problem has gone away, that the people don't have dental issues. So, I mean, that spending needs to be looked at fairly quickly.
Yeah, it's not a question that people don't need to see the dentist. Clearly, that is not the explanation. What it actually shows is, I suppose, ultimately, there are fewer dentists involved in the scheme because it's no longer economically viable. And if there are fewer dentists to go and visit, people are going to find it more difficult to see a dentist for the medical card scheme. And people are either then having to forego treatment or have to look at arranging private dental treatment, which a lot of people can't afford. So this is not something any of us want to see.
And is there any way, I know Minister Stephen Donnelly loves the sound of his own voice, but is there any way that anybody can get in contact with him or his department and figure out where exactly this expenditure has gone to, and let it not come back and say we're in a pandemic, we understand that. And why isn't he looking at this? Surely dental health is very, very important. We're pushing heart health, we're pushing physicality, we're talking about getting out and getting some steps in on a daily basis. But so is dental health very important.
Well, it's an integral part of your overall health. And I mean, we have raised our concerns continuously with successive ministers, including Minister Donnelly. We've continuously been told, oh yes, we must sit down and look at this. But all the while, the problem gets worse. And I think, you know, we're at a stage now where this scheme is on the brink of collapse, and really something must be done.
Is it down to Minister Donnelly, or is it again, is dental kind of in a different department within the Department of Health, or is it all under the one cover?
No, this is a scheme. This is entirely the responsibility of the Department of Health and nobody else. They charge the HSE with delivering the scheme, but the scheme is actually the responsibility of the Department of Health. So the responsibility lies squarely with the Minister and his department officials.
Okay, we will get on to Junior Minister Anne Rabbitt, who is in that department, and just see what can be done on this one. Because what would worry me would be the dental health will go to such a level that people will need even further treatment. And that's not fair on people. I mean, if you have only the slightest twinge in the tooth, it's absolutely dreadful. So that can't be allowed to happen. So the funding has got to be reinstated, or explain why it's not being reinstated, Fintan.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can't have a situation where only those who can afford it can have good oral health. That's not something that in this day and age people are prepared to accept or tolerate. We believe a root and branch review of the existing arrangement is required. We're keen to begin those discussions. Obviously, the department needs to prioritise this issue, and you know, I hope that we do get an early response.
All right, Fintan, thank you for joining us. Keep in contact with us if you don't mind. But Fintan Hourican joining us there from the IDA, and again, CEO of the IDA, the Irish Dental Association. Do you know what? it keeps going on. It just.